What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, next to the last day of the month, tomorrow, of course, being Halloween. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Before we get into it, though, a little bit of a caveat. Right now, we are under very heavy rain. The lower parts of the island are under a flash flood warning, which means flooding is happening, and there are intermittent thunderstorms. So hopefully we'll get through the show without an interruption, but we've had these problems in the past when the weather is really bad that we'll lose our power or our internet. So just stick with us, and we'll try and get through the whole program uninterrupted here. One of these days when I win the lottery, I'm going to have my own generators and satellite dish, and we won't have to deal with this stuff anymore. All right, so let's get into it. Obviously, the midterm elections are now just 1 week away, and there's a lot of battling going on back and forth. It's getting a lot of news coverage. In fact, it's so much that it's actually driving other stories like the synagogue shooting off the feed here. So, in fact, right now, Fox News is covering the Florida gubernatorial candidate, Ron DeSantis. So, James Kunstler came on out saying that these midterms are going to be pivotal. They could actually mark a shift from a total culture war to all-out civil war. And he's responding, of course, to the growing violence that we are seeing just all over our country, whether it was the synagogue, Mandalay Bay, the phony bomb prop mailings, and it just seems like the entire country is primed to explode into rage. And yes, we're under a great deal of pressure as a population, mostly economic. A lot of the violence, of course, is being encouraged by people like Maxine Waters and Eric Holder, and Loretta Lynch even came on out and said, yes, get in their face. Could also be that so many people are on these prescription antidepressants, which do tend to trigger violence. And by the way, it's actually now in the product warnings on those little tiny fonts that they use to print those things. over in New Jersey, apparently Republican Bob Huggin is going down into the dirt against incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. He is bringing up that underage prostitution allegations against Menendez. Now, Menendez never faced any prosecution for that because this all supposedly happened in another country outside the U.S. jurisdiction. But it's still kind of a tacky situation. But that's out there. Now, the other day we were talking about how in the early voting in 25 states, Republicans were turning out a lot more than Democrats. And it turns out that's also happening with the mail-in ballots. Far more are coming in from Republicans than Democrats. It's starting to look like the Democratic voters just got disgusted and quit. Apparently, there is the walkaway movement. People are leaving the Democratic Party. There's what's called the Blexit, where apparently the black population, which are traditional Democratic supporters, they're kind of moving away from that. I guess one too many promises not kept here. So, again, the wild cards are the election fraud, which is massive, and both sides are already accusing each other of engaging in it, and, of course, the illegal immigrant vote. Okay, apparently down in Florida, in South Daytona, the Volusia County Republican headquarters were shot up over the weekend. At least five gunshots fired in, broke the windows out front. The media says, oh, it's vandalism. It's vandalism. It's got nothing to do with the Democrats or violence or anything like that. It's just vandalism here. All right, we have a caller on the line, Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Actually, I'm responding to something that you said yesterday, that you believe the human species evolved in various areas around the planet and didn't come just out of Africa. I absolutely agree with you, and I'm stunned that people still buy into that simplistic and childish notion. I mean, it takes hundreds of millions of years for the adaptations to occur, and furthermore, all the elements necessary for life to arise spontaneously have been available all around the planet for millennia, if not millions of years. So clearly,
billions of years.
Billions of years, exactly. The planet, I mean, in fact, civilizations have risen and died, and the species, the various species, we are actually a series of subspecies. The woman who called in yesterday about the Neanderthals, anatomically modern humans, have between 1 to 4% of Neanderthal genome within them. And it may be even more. They just haven't uncovered the entire genome. But there are numerous others. Also, the Denisovans. So we're far more varied than people are have been told and are too willing to accept. And on the subject of being too willing to accept simplistic explanations, do you remember the case of Alain Kurdi, that young boy who washed up on the shore of the Bodrum beach in Turkey?
I remember that. But before we get on to that, I want to step back a little bit. The reason people have that simplistic approach of being a single origin for the human race, that comes out of the Bible. It's religion. It's not necessarily science. It's like the Big Bang Theory. Even though there is so much empirical evidence against that, people have been raised to want to believe that there's a supreme creator of the universe who sneezed the universe into existence at some point in the recent past here. And so there's a lot really of contamination coming out of religion in our supposed scientific technical society. And that's why people go for these overly simplistic explanations. Anyway, getting on back to this young boy who washed up in Turkey, who, by the way, was moved because where he originally washed out wasn't really photographically good. They literally moved the body and posed it to get the photo that went viral.
Bravo, Mike. You're one of the few who actually saw that. When I raised the subject, everyone thought I was just being mean. The boy actually... anyone who has ever seen a child with a wet diaper knows that it hangs around his knees. We have a child here. First of all, a person who washes up on shore, they're usually head first or sideways if they're heavy enough. The heaviest object always leads. And furthermore, his arms were not bent in the normal way when people drown. His shoes were on. His clothes were not amiss. His hair was not a mess. So the whole thing was clearly staged. Furthermore, his name is Alain Kurdi, which means he's Kurdish. He was probably, he was a human sacrifice. He was given away. The father apparently was denied entry to Canada, and he wanted to get his teeth done. His sister lived in Vancouver. She tried to sponsor them, and he was denied entry to Canada. My guess is that they paid the father to actually give his child as a symbol. And he was used actually by, ironically, Amnesty International, because I remember trying to contact the photographer who took the photo, and I said to him, and I challenged him on whether it was staged. Obviously, he never answered. But the other thing, that all the bodies that were lined up along the beach, did you notice how many of them had their flip-flops on?
Yes.
Now, who drowns and their flip-flops are still on? I mean, the whole thing.
Very few people. And in fact, people who are perfectly healthy lose those flip flops. Here in Hawaii, I mean, you drive down the highway, you're going to see them, you know, off on the side of the road because people are just lounging in the back of a truck and got their feet up in the air and the flip flops just come on off. Unless you've got the ones that strap on like the TiVos, they're almost considered a disposable item. Now, getting on back to the young boy. My understanding was that he was not actually a refugee, but the son of the captain of the ship that had been taking those people across. But there's a lot of fakery out there to push this agenda of feel bad for the refugees, open your hearts, open your homes, open your wallets, and let them in. But I think it's really beginning to wear out Certainly, we're seeing that across Europe and here in the United States of America, because it has not brought about this wonderful utopian globalist society that we were all told was going to happen if we got rid of the borders. What we got was a lot of trouble and an illustration of why borders are necessary.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, on the issue again of religion and the Big Bang Theory, you know, I'm sure you're aware, but most people probably don't realize that it was actually a priest that came up with the Big Bang Theory.
Georges Lemaître. When Hubble discovered the redshift, he did not make any conclusions about what it meant. He simply observed the farther an object away is, the more its spectrum is redshifted. And it was this Catholic priest who was also an astronomer, Georges Lemaître, and apparently was very good friends with Einstein. And he said, yeah, it's relative motion. It's got to be. And that means if we wind it back through time, we have a moment of supreme creation. Huzzah, huzzah. And, you know, anything that supports the church is heavily promoted. But when Einstein did come up with general relativity, the Big Bang Theory should have been thrown out because the two are absolutely incompatible. But they still cling to that. They still cling to it.
On the subject of Einstein, do you know that his first wife was apparently, he actually plagiarized a lot of her work and abandoned her with their schizophrenic child. Her name was Milena Maric. And ironically, she was born not too far away from where Nikola Tesla was born during the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So I have to wonder about some genetics that may have had high intellectual capacity within that region. But he abandoned her. He plagiarized her work and two other colleagues in 1905.
Yes.
He also worked in the patent office. So we have to wonder how much he stole from there, because the question is, what did he do after his the theory of relativity? After he and Milena Maric, after he abandoned her and married his first cousin, against whom, by the way, he was unfaithful. But, I mean, the whole thing is a stink. Every time I see this praise of Einstein, I'm utterly nauseated. But may I just
Layla, I need to cut in here. I need to cut in here because, you know, we're here to talk about current events. There was recently a miniseries on the life of Einstein that really did cover a lot of this ground. And, again, history is a joke played by whoever won the argument or the battle. Anyway, Layla, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go and get back to the news after a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. So getting on back to election fraud, Tim Pool is reporting that Democrats have been caught trying to register non-citizens now in many states. Associated Press was reporting that Democrats were sending out voter registration forms to non-citizens. Now, fortunately, many of these non-citizens were confused by this, and they called the voting commission asking if they were allowed to vote. And, of course, they were told, no, you're not. And this has been happening in Texas and California, where non-citizens are being registered to vote by the Democrats here. Now, Republicans are saying voter fraud is a huge issue. Democrats are saying, no, it isn't. Voter fraud here? There's no voter fraud here. You know, and even if there was, it wouldn't change the outcome. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. But there is a lot of evidence that there is a serious problem with our election system, and it is a joke. And I'm very upset that Donald Trump came into the Oval Office, vowing to fix the system. And he set up this Election Integrity Commission, which was trying to get the cooperation of the state election commissions and hitting a lot of brick walls. And at that point, Trump should have put on those presidential brass knuckles and told those state commissions, you will get no more federal funding until you start cooperating with the Election Integrity Commission. But instead, Trump shut the commission down, gave it all to the Department of Homeland Security, who, as far as I can tell, has done absolutely nothing other than to try and look at the electronic voting machines and make sure they can't be hacked. And that's about it. Okay, apparently we're having some technical difficulties, and we're not going to be able to take calls for a while. So probably in the next hour, the phone systems will be working again. And this gets, of course, back to John Stadmiller's solicitation for donations. Republic Broadcasting needs new equipment. This stuff does wear out, this is the result. We're not able to take calls. So let's get some news in here. Interesting little article that came on out of Journal Neo talking about Nikki Haley, where she basically resigned as United States Ambassador to the UN at the peak of her fame, if you will, if not popularity. And CNN is saying Haley is jumping ship just in the nick of time. Now, here is the situation. There are rumors starting to float around that she is considering a run for the White House in 2020, which, of course, would make her an instant enemy of Hillary Clinton. Okay, you remember the witness against Kavanaugh, Ford? And everybody said she has nothing to gain by coming forward. Believe the woman. Believe the woman. She's got nothing to gain. Well, that's not exactly true, because she had a crowdfunding site, and it looks like she's going to take home at least $1 million, and it looks like she's going to get a book deal as well. Now, interestingly enough, in the world of the women must always be believed, there is a report coming on out from the Gateway Pundit that a woman has come forward accusing former FBI Director Robert Mueller of rape. And it happened back in 2010. The woman is apparently a professional, and there is corroboration. And, of course, Mueller's defenders are already out there trashing the accuser. Oh, my goodness. They don't even know who she is yet. And she's a slut. She's an opportunist. And Mueller himself was on TV, and he made an interesting quote saying, "These women are being paid to smear me." Now, in the original Gateway Pundit report, it was only one accuser. So Mueller just kind of blew the cover off the fact that there may be more than one accuser. So Mueller is now going to feel what Kavanaugh had to go through. And it's amazing to see all these liberals who are out there saying, oh, always believe the women, always believe the women. And now it's Robert Mueller. Oh, no. We demand proof. We demand absolute proof. Okay, today they started the funerals for the victims of the synagogue shooting. And I don't want to hear anybody out there saying, show me the bodies, because it's a pointless distraction. And Donald Trump is down there in Pittsburgh. And there's an interesting little article. They're trying to make a big deal out of the fact that even though this shooter was out there saying all Jews must die, that when he was taken to the hospital to be treated for his injuries, that he was treated by Jewish doctors. So this article was literally Fox News. And this is a direct quote from the Fox News articles. Another nurse whose father is a rabbi came in from a mass casualty drill and took care of this gentleman. So we now know there was a mass casualty drill taking place at the same time as the shooting, which is a pattern we have seen many times before. Now, Mike Pence, well-intentioned, wanted to offer a prayer for the victims. And he basically asked a messianic rabbi to give, you know, the prayer. Well, for those of you who don't understand, there is a section of Jews who do believe Jesus was the rabbi. And so this messianic rabbi invoked Jesus the Messiah in his speech, and it just backfired on Mike Pence. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the news here, I just got a great email. And it says, so humans are between 4% and 1% Neanderthal. Heck, that makes me more Neanderthal than Elizabeth Warren is Native American. We have some very bright people who listen to this show. Okay, getting on back to more serious things. We're talking about Trump is in Pittsburgh. He's paying his respects. And yesterday we had this report on how these Jewish leaders said that Trump was unwelcome in Pittsburgh unless he was willing to condemn white nationalism. They're trying to link white and nationalism in order to demonize it. You know, only white people are nationalists. No, throughout history, nations have been founded by people of all colors, religions, creeds. So they're pushing the globalist agenda. And as it turns out, these self-proclaimed Jewish leaders from an organization called Bend the Ark, it's a PAC founded by George Soros' son, Alex, who currently serves as the board chair. So that's why they're pushing that globalist agenda here. Meanwhile, I understand that both the governor and mayor refused to meet with Trump when he paid a visit. You know, I got to tell you, I think it's shameful the way everybody is trying to politically exploit this event or any of these events. And when I was young, yes, there was going to be politics, but it was sort of kept with the politicians. We've become just like the old Soviet Union, where everything was politicized. Nothing was done without considering the political ramifications. How do we report this so it serves the state? And we're getting there. Now, the other day we talked about how two Muslim American groups organized a fundraiser to help cover the funeral costs for the victims in Pittsburgh, and they succeeded in raising $150,000. And apparently much of the money has already been delivered to the victims and their families. And they're hoping to basically cover the cost of all the funerals, which, if you know anything about funerals today, they are very expensive. That's one of the reasons why Claire and I have done the paperwork to donate our bodies to science, because we figured medical students can always use a good laugh here. So again, they're politicizing the story here, and they're using it to target the smaller social media. And they've gone after Gab, and CNN is out there saying, you know, there's got to be a limit on freedom of speech, and we've got to control this, and we've got to, you know, get cracked down on anti-Semitism. So they're pounding that as well. Another Jewish group is blaming Trump's violent rhetoric for the synagogue shooting. Now, even though the guy who pulled the trigger was anti-Trump, they're still trying to spin it that this is all somehow Trump's fault because of his violent rhetoric, which we know it was the Democrats who had the violent rhetoric, and, of course, Trump's support for Second Amendment rights. So everybody is just pounding on this, and it is rather shameful, I think. There should be a certain decorum involved in these things, but that's just me. Okay, getting on to the migrant horde, which is approaching our border. Story in out of Fox News, rather, basically saw that the migrants appear to be back to using trucks and buses. They're getting free rides, and the Fox News described it as the trucks just queuing up to pick up these migrants and to get them to the border as quickly as possible. Now, another Fox News reporter revealed there is an organized bus operation loading illegal immigrants for rides in Mexico. Gee, I wonder who's paying for all of this here. And here's where we start to see the true nature of these people that the Democrats want to flood into our country, because apparently some of these caravan migrants in the first group are armed. Apparently, nobody bothered searching them, and two of them opened fire on the Mexican police. And fortunately, they had just one gun, and it jammed, and so they were able to arrest these two. But yeah, that's what's being brought into this country. If you import the third world into your country, you're going to import third world problems. This is a perfect example of that. Now, there are some leaked documents that prove George Soros Open Society Foundation is working with the United Nations to support this current migrant horde approaching our borders. And the United Nations has admitted that they are sending staff down there to Mexico to teach these migrants about asylum and to help them fill out the paperwork before they even leave Mexico. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the migrant horde, which is approaching our border. And we were looking at this story in which the United Nations is now admitting they have sent people into Mexico to teach these migrants about the concept of asylum, and to help them fill out the paperwork. Now, apparently, a lot of these migrants were unaware of asylum, so they're not really asylum seekers. But the UN is trying to turn them into asylum seekers to get them across the border into the United States, where they will help globalize and take down our borders here. Claire was wondering if this might give Donald Trump a reason to pull out of the United Nations. And I said Israel would never allow that to happen because then they would lose their veto in the Security Council. Meanwhile, Trump has already announced that asylum seekers will not be allowed into the general population of the United States. They will be kept in tent cities. And they'll be basically not allowed to leave. And all I can say is I hope they put those tent cities someplace really, really uncomfortable. Now, there's a second migrant caravan, and it has stormed into Mexico. These people are demonstrably violent. Some are carrying bombs, and there are guns. Mexico this time sent a huge police presence down to the border because of what happened to the police they sent for the first caravan. And still, this second migrant caravan just stormed on through. And apparently one man drowned in a river. And it's just a huge, huge mess. And again, they're armed with bombs and guns. These are the people the Democrats want to bring into your communities to live near your homes, all for the sake of getting a few more votes in the election. That's it. That's all the Democrats care about. And I'm sure they're making all kinds of promises to these migrants. If you get to here, we're going to take stuff away from the American citizens and we're going to give it to you for free, which was used to lure a lot of the migrants into Europe. And when they didn't get the free stuff they were promised, they started acting out, which led to all the crime and the violence and the rape. Now, here's where things are going to get tricky. President Trump has stated that he wants to sign an executive order eliminating birthright citizenship. And what we're talking about here is the idea that if foreigners come into this country and they're not legal citizens, but they pop out a baby, that baby is a U.S. citizen and gets to stay in the country. And then the parents, the liberals will say, oh, you can't separate the children from the parents. The parents must be allowed to stay and become citizens. And it's a rather ridiculous situation, and it's being exploited. Huge numbers of these so-called anchor babies. That's the plan. Get across the border, you know, get a baby out as fast as you can, and you won't be sent home. So Trump is absolutely correct on this, because many nations have recently ended allowing babies born to non-citizens automatic citizenship. But Trump has a little bit of a problem, because the citizenship granted by being born in this country is in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. And he cannot alter the 14th Amendment with an executive order. Only another amendment can do that. Now, the 14th Amendment was passed in the wake of the Civil War, and the Citizenship Clause was intended to cement the status of the newly freed slaves as full-fledged citizens of the United States with all rights, which the Southern Democrats opposed. Now, back then, immigration wasn't a problem for the U.S. There was still plenty of room in the West. But today, the problem with the anchor babies has gone out of control, and I agree something must be done. Now, it's highly unlikely Trump will get a new amendment to change the 14th Amendment past the Democrats in the Congress and the state legislatures. So we have to go back to securing the borders and just not letting them in here in the first place. We don't need to change the 14th Amendment. We just need to enforce Title 8. And that is a real problem with our current government. They're always talking about we need a new law. We need to pass a law to do this. We already have laws. They're not being enforced. We have laws against illegal immigrants voting. They're not being enforced. We have laws against providing any kind of aid to illegal immigrants. They're not being enforced. It's like, does Donald Trump not know that Title 8 is out there? We had an article that we actually ran at whatreallyhappened.com, basically wagging the finger at members of Congress who apparently don't know the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There's no excuse for that. You're the Congress. You should have that document memorized. Now, as it turns out, when the 14th Amendment was being debated, Senator Jacob M. Howard, it's in the congressional record, basically said that the 14th Amendment will not include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, meaning their parents are foreign. And the 14th Amendment could have been written a little bit more clearly, but if a case based on this goes to the U.S. Supreme Court and the justices look at the intent of the 14th Amendment, they're going to read the words of Senator Jacob M. Howard, who's saying that, persons born in the United States who are foreigners, because by default, because of their parentage, they're citizens of the home country. Children who belong in the families of ambassadors or foreign ministers, but will include everybody else. And there was a debate, and obviously liberals don't want you to know about this. But yeah, the original intent of the 14th Amendment was that it not apply to foreign children. even if they're born here in the United States of America. Now, by the way, if Trump finds a way to end birthright citizenship for non-citizens, it will save America an estimated $2.4 billion a year. Out in Los Angeles, they've got a huge problem with anchor babies. They're cranking out more anchor babies than the entire baby population of the 14th smallest states. And taxpayers get to pay for most of those. It's a racket. It's just another racket. We need to have a sane approach to our borders. And again, I don't have a problem with legal immigrants who come in through the proper vetting system. So we know they're not criminals. We know they're not carrying contagious diseases. We know that they have skills where they will be a benefit to our society. And our immigration system does allow 1.1 million people into this country every single year. And to them, I say, welcome. I hope it's not a disappointment now that you got here. The issue is the illegal immigrants. They are, by definition, criminals. And they're being allowed here without any control whatsoever, all to serve the Democrats' desire for illegal immigrant voters and George Soros' desire that all borders go away here. Now, Kyrsten Sinema got caught on a Project Veritas video, basically admitting she wants amnesty for all 22 million illegal aliens in America. And by the way, that's a number you should think about. 22 million illegal aliens. That's about almost 8% of our population. Now, Harry Reid is out there, you know, pushing open borders, let's let the illegals in, but that wasn't his tune back in 1993. And we posted this video to whatreallyhappened.com, where in 1993, from the floor of the Senate, Harry Reid was saying how no sane country would have birthright citizenship for illegal immigrants. And he's absolutely correct about that. These illegal immigrants have committed a crime, and encouraged by the liberals, they're using the 14th Amendment to sort of make the crime permanent. They don't get sent back here. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is sending 5,200 additional troops down to the border, along with portable barricades, aircraft, trucks. This is turning into a major operation, as well it should. I'm sure that whoever's in command of this operation is looking at how these migrants just blew through the Mexican police twice now, and they're going to try and learn from that mistake here. But already there is criticism of Trump's troop deployment to the border, and it's under fire. And apparently Kelly Magsiman, who served on the National Security Council and in the Pentagon during the administrations of George W. Bush and Barack Obama, basically came on out and said it's a craven misuse of the U.S. armed forces for an obvious political stunt. And I'm surprised Secretary Mattis agreed to it, given the range of real national security threats our military has to deal with. In other words, Kelly wants the border left open. And like Kelly, there are a lot of people out there trying to criticize this and saying, no, this is not what we're going to do here. But they never have an alternative solution. But here's the situation. We now know that that body of people approaching our border are armed. They are violent. They're waving the flag of a foreign nation. It is an attempt to invade our country by force. And it's perfectly appropriate for Trump to send the military down there. All right. Now then, getting on back to our phony bombs out there, Paul Craig Roberts has waded on in. And basically, he was talking about the press conference where they announced they'd caught the guy and how everybody was there from the Postal Service to the FBI and Secret Service. And everybody was saying everybody else did a really great job intercepting the bombs. And he said, it seemed to him to be overdone, especially in view of the FBI's now admission that they could not say the bombs were functional. I guess Christopher Wray has backed off trying to sell us on the idea that those bombs would work. So why would a bomber send non-functional bombs? It's a PR stunt. Paul Craig Roberts is on the same page. It was a desperate attempt by the Democrats to shift the dialogue on who is violent and who's the victim. And it didn't work. When I took my wife to church on Sunday, I talked to some of the people after it was all over. Everybody knew it was a fake. Nobody there believed that official story. Okay, so they're trying to up the story, saying now that Cesar Sayoc had a 100-name hit list of people who were going to get phony bombs that couldn't explode. So they're trying to up the wow factor, but it's not working. It's really not working. Now, corporate media is still out there insisting the bombs were real and they were dangerous, and CNN is quivering in their shoes because of the third package that was intercepted in Atlanta. But they're not getting traction with this one. They really aren't. All right, so let's look at the conflict zones, of which there are so many around the world. And there is a story out of the nationalinterest.org saying that staying in Afghanistan is the definition of insanity. And their argument is that the United States is not engaged in a war of national survival in Afghanistan and therefore does not need to keep its military forces in the country. Well, the national interest is thinking in terms of pure military and threats to our borders. But that's not the issue in Afghanistan. The issues in Afghanistan are, one, that oil pipeline, which was the cause of it all those years ago, access to the opium in Afghanistan for the pharmaceutical companies, which has led to the opioid crisis, not to mention the American drug lords. And finally, the United States is in the middle of this very long plan to wage war on many, many countries around the world, and they can't be seen to lose one. Because the first one they're seen to lose, that ends it all. Everybody's going to bail and say, we're going to get off the war wagon here. Now, there's another article, and this one came out of Zero Hedge, about why American leaders persist in waging losing wars. Because in point of fact, up in Afghanistan, the Taliban is regaining ground. The Afghan people are siding with the Taliban. They don't like their imposed, internationally accepted government. Back in 2001, the Taliban were all but gone. Now they're in control of the majority of the territory, especially toward the east, the mountain regions. Same thing in Syria. Still dragging on in there, and the U.S. is trying to find a way that they can restart that war, get the American people to say, yes, go back on in and get that gosh darn person, Abbas. More about that in a little bit here. But certainly it's good for the military-industrial complex, and I'm certain that everybody who's involved in all of this warmongering has a lot of those stocks in their stock portfolios, and they're getting rich off of this. But the country is being bled dry. The wealth is being shifted from the American people to the war machine. We're in a wartime economy. And it's good for those who favor war and profit from war, but it's bad for the country as a whole. Now, over the weekend, there was this four-party summit in Istanbul with representatives from Russia, Turkey, Germany, and France to talk about what they're going to do with Syria. And they issued a communique basically saying that all four of these nations are committed to Syria's territorial integrity. In other words, they're sending a message saying they will not accept the idea of breaking off chunks of Syria to give to the Kurds or to Israel. Then they went on to say that they're already making plans to deal with returning refugees, get them basically back to their homes. But one of the things that came on out from this summit of four are these incredible differences between Russia and the West over Syria. Russia wants Syria to be left to be Syria, and the West still wants to take it on over to control the currency the oil is sold for, to impose a puppet regime, and basically just start leeching the country of its resources. And by the way, did you notice that summit of four in Istanbul? The United States was not invited to attend. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just to show you how messed up this war in Syria is, we're literally in a situation where NATO is kind of at war with itself, because you have the Turkish army is attacking these U.S.-backed forces in northeastern Syria, and both Turkey and the United States are members of NATO. So NATO is basically at war with NATO. It's a really messed up situation. Okay, the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations is saying that the U.S.-led coalition is once again using white phosphorus bombs. Now, white phosphorus is internationally banned. It is terrible, terrible stuff. If it gets on your skin, it just burns, and it just keeps on burning. Water will not put it out. It burns right down to the bone. Its only legitimate use under international law is as a smokescreen. But we have seen the United States, not to mention Israel, using these white phosphorus bombs, or Willie Pete, onto residential areas full of non-combatants. Story coming out of ABC. Apparently, the United States is helping their Syrian partners, which means their hired mercenaries, regroup for the ICE last stand. And the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State says it's helping local Syrian partners regroup after a major setback over the weekend as the militants fight for their last pocket in Syria near the Iraqi border. Meanwhile, Iraq is saying they're on high alert and they will confront any militants who try and get across that border. So this is Islamic State's last stand, which I'm sure the United States cannot be happy about. Now, over the last week or so, there have been corporate media reports that Israel is still carrying out airstrikes in Syria and that they are openly defiant of Syria's new S-300 missile defense systems. But it's now coming on out from Syria itself that they don't think it's really happening. They haven't found any damage. Nothing's blown up. Nothing's showing on the radar. And they think it's psychological warfare by Israel to try and convince Syria that their planes are, in fact, invisible to the S-300, and they just wasted all their money. That's what you get for buying Russian. Should have bought American. And Moscow, through the Russian Defense Ministry, is now reporting that members of the Al-Qaeda-affiliated White Helmets are in Aleppo staging a new false flag chemical weapons attack to blame on the Bashar Assad government. And apparently the Russian military is saying the White Helmets have already begun filming involving foreigners. They're going to have foreigners this time. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.